All I've listened to in the last 2 weeks is the new Harmar Superstar album. It's amazing.
Oh, really? What's
it start to song? Finish, it's incredible. The single's Lady You Shot Me, which is okay, but the song in there called The Prisoner is amazing.
This is...
Let's check it out. Lady You Shot Me.
Yeah, Lady You Shot Me is a... They all sound
what
like this,
saying?
Though. It
Crystal
sounds
Creer?
Like...
Crystal Creer. I feel like that's what she was saying.
Crystal Creer.
So good. The Prisoner? I don't know if that's on here.
The Prisoner is the second song on the album, and it's the best. I like that Don's staring at the headphones because the noise coming out of them is terrible to him.
It's good. For some reason, I feel like I could...
I could get my hump onto this.
I don't know. It was like... Hey, boys, got to cut the show short. Got to go get my hump on.
I'll be right back in a minute and a half.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
I'm glad you gave me at least a minute and a half.
You gotta get to the house.
And back.
Yeah, this is it. This is good. I love this fucking song. This album is, it's all sounds like this. The whole album sounds like a early 70s soul album.
Shut your mouth, Shaft. Sounds like Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. The first time we saw him, he does an incredible cover of Sir Duke.
Oh.
And it was amazing.
That'd probably be pretty good. Who is that again?
Harmar Superstar. His other albums don't sound quite that 70s funky, but they're all very good. The last one's really good. It's almost his attempt at like a Britney Spears album. But...
I mean, he could go with like the Bruno Mars. I'd see them on tour. Harmar Superstar and Bruno Mars.
He tours outside of this country. He was the opening act for the Red Hot Chili Peppers global tour.
I'd go see that. That's a pretty good show.
I think he used to tour with the Strokes also back when the Strokes were relevant.
Back when people knew who the Strokes were.
They had like one
what
album.
They, do, they had three albums, but what they did is they put out the first one, and they put out a follow-up, and then afterwards they broke up. Are we recording any of this?
Yeah, we are.
This is a good topic for everyone that likes the Strokes. They put out two albums, and then they all did like... Oh, we're going to do solo projects and all this other stuff. And then no one did anything, really. I mean, I remember the singer had some, or the guitar player, one of them had like a single, and then they went back and put out a third album that was not bad, actually. But then I think they're still a band.
What
did
the Strokes sing?
Their single was, Last Night She Said, ba-na-na-na-na. That was, Tony can find it.
Yeah, I'll find it.
No, please continue to sing it.
New York City Cops is a better one, but that was taken off the album, which I didn't know.
Because wasn't that right around...
It was right around 9/11.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we're going to take off the song, complaining about New York City Cops.
Probably not a good idea.
Since we live in New York.
Mm.
And our cops.
You pressing some buttons over there?
No, I don't know what just happened. I just went quiet.
The problem with this is that I don't want to play advertisements off of YouTube. Uh-huh. And that's always kind of annoying. So then I can't play it. So now when I do play it, it's going to be like, it's like 2 minutes later.
We don't have the Radio for Winners CD library.
But none of this is even the show yet. This is just recording bullshit.
Yeah, well, that's usually... That's usually
that's true. That's 30 minutes. That's why isn't that our radio show name? Recording Bullshit. Coming live from
30 minutes of bullshit. It's Radio for Winners.
So this is the awkward part where we just wait until the commercial's over. Yeah. And it is.
And Tony picked the wrong song. Yeah, this was their big single when they first hit.
Okay, I'm familiar. Yep. Can you sing it for me?
I will once it starts.
I don't know
the actual words. I just know the tones.
Sounds a little like
I'm not really gonna sing.
The Strokes, Jimmy Blue, 90YCR. The Strokes coming to the Nissan Pavilion.
Ben Stefani.
It sounded a little like at the beginning, like the President of the United States of America.
What happened to those guys?
They broke up. They put out, like, what, two albums? And they made a lot of money off, like, a song
actually,
about peaches.
I think they're back now.
I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they blew through that peaches money. And Now they're doing songs about other fruit.
We got paid in cans of peaches. What a stupid plan.
Millions of apples.
Ran through that peaches button.
Apples for me.
Millions of buffalo wings. Buffalo wings for me.
Look out!
Apparently the peaches might doesn't last 17 years. It was early 90s.
Yeah, all right.
And Lump. Lump was their other big song.
Yeah, but those are only two big ones.
I was not a band.
But that was a band, I think we're a little older than, like, my younger brother really, really was into that band to the point where it was almost, like, obsessive, in my opinion, where he's like, all these albums are, you know, both these albums are incredible. He knows every word to every song. And I was like, I don't know, they're the band that sung about peaches.
Did you punch him in the face by chance?
Well, yes, but it had nothing to do with this conversation.
All right.
Yeah. This is the part where we start the show. Radio for Winners. Here we are. Another episode, another week. With Jeremy, myself, Tony, and Don. Guys, how you doing?
Doing good, Tone. How's it going with you?
I was a little concerned this was just going to turn into an episode where we just play YouTube clips.
Honestly, that's probably better than the other episodes we put out.
And we have no
We'll just play the TMZ, the current TMZ clips, and talk about them. That'll be the whole show.
That's been some good ones.
It'll be better than both TMZ's show and our show.
That's pretty, yeah. We can do that.
Hey, did you guys ever see Dancing Outlaw?
Yeah, I have seen it. Have you seen the follow-up, The Wild and Wacky Whites of West Virginia?
I did. That one was not as
It's not
funny.
As funny because it actually shows like how awful everything is. And the follow-up to Dancing Outlaw is not as good either. There's actually it's called Dancing Outlaw
2, like he goes to Hollywood. And
it's when he's on Roseanne, but then they don't get the clips to show Roseanne in the show. So it's a build-up to something you never see, and then it ends. Yeah. But the original Dancing Outlaw is incredible. Why are you going to play that for the whole show? We could actually just play it underneath the whole show, and I would be fine with that.
Hey, have you guys seen the latest episode of Phineas and Ferb?
Sloppy Egg.
I have no idea what you two are talking about.
You should watch Dancing Outlaw.
What is it on?
It was originally on PBS about a guy who is a mountain man, like Ozarks mountain man.
Do they show me how things are made, or do I get to learn how to make moonshine, and or do
no,
I go
but you
looking through
to a
storage
guy
lockers?
Casually tell you about how he is he has abused many people.
You showed me that. Yeah, a couple weeks ago. You showed
he's
me.
Like an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah. That was on PBS?
He's not an Elvis impersonator. He loves Elvis, but he does his own thing.
Wait a minute. That was on PBS?
Yeah, originally it was on PBS.
So the federal government is paying for that?
Yeah. Hey, why not?
Thank you, taxpayers.
One of the best clips here is when Jessica White is talking about how he is sniffing gasoline, I believe.
Yeah.
I got in trouble in my life in my younger days is break and enter a grocery store.
I picture this guy to be 800 years old.
No, he's not.
I know he's like 20.
This guy reminds me of all my relatives in Baltimore.
In light of flooding, I just didn't care where I lived or not, as long as I was happy and had my pocket full, you know, the share of the world, any way I could get it.
I don't know. This guy is just...
I'm not sure why this isn't the intro to our show.
That's one reason a woman knew that I did it and I was guilty for what I done. I gave myself away when I stole that case lighter plug because my father went there and told her not to sell it to me because I was sniffing it. Deputy Sheriff Boyd Jones was his name. He came up, knocked on my mother's door. He said, Miss White, I got a warrant for Jesco for breaking
Jesco.
In. And he said, is he here? And she said, yes, sir, he is. She was a crying as he's handcuffed me, you know, and put me in the car.
Because he stole lighter fluid?
I said, don't worry, mommy.
He was huffing it.
I'll get out sooner or later. And I kissed her on the jaw first and remembered.
Right on the jaw.
On the jaw.
I was waving by at her through the windshield.
With my handcuffs on.
With my hands handcuffed, both hands like that. And she was standing on the porch a crying as they drove away with me.
A crying?
And I spent, I guess, 6 months in the West Virginia Industrial School for Boys. That's Pruney Town. That's where they rehabilitation.
Pruney Town?
Make
Pruney.
You better than what you
old
are.
Old Pruney Town.
Make you not do them things. Well, I got out, and it didn't help me nothing. And, man, I got a double super buzz. Here I was a huffing
this is where he's dressed up as
airplane
Elvis.
Glue in a sandwich bag. You know, just all I could of breathing
double
on
super
in the
buzz.
Lungs and getting high. And then I'd take me a hit of that gas. Right after I'd hit, man, you talking about a warped mind, I got one. And lighter fluid, you know, I'd sniff hit by the cans. I'd go around, man, with a sock.
Virginia
man,
is I'd for get, lovers. You
know, West Virginia.
So West Virginia is for lovers.
I wanted all that good stuff I could get in me. Here, man, I was it. I mean, I was Superman. I mean, it seemed like I could stand in front of a coal train and stop it. That stuff that had me
not
thinking,
a chance
I
that
he
tried that, is
killed.
It?
No. No, in fact, after this aired, and then well, I guess with the second one that aired too, he actually became huge in the area. And now in his family, he's like the famous one and the one that's the least crazy now. The rest of his family is completely insane. That's the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, which is came out a couple years ago. They like focused on the rest. He was in it, but it really focused on the rest of his family. And I think the death of his mom. It was just very depressing because this was funny the whole time because really nothing bad happens to anyone in it. It's just him talking and rambling like we do. But it's much funnier, so we should just play the rest of that.
Maybe we should
call it
start
a show.
Snorting glue and gasoline.
Where, there's a part where his cousin Kirk, who is a girl.
Yeah, Kirk.
Is giving birth, and then right after she gives birth, they're all standing around a table snorting like meth or some kind of like crushed
They're all
pills.
Doing meth immediately after the baby's born.
What the hell is
that? Yeah, the whole thing, it's very, very dark.
Yeah.
It's very dark.
I think you can get on Netflix.
Yeah, it is. It was MTV Films. It was a big, that second one, the last thing, I mean, was a very big
Well,
production.
Thanks for telling me where I can find that. I think you can get that on Netflix.
Netflix will accept checks sent to rfwshow at gmail.com. I don't need to send checks through Gmail, but I'll set up a PayPal.
What's going on this week, guys? What's
Reach
new?
Us at PayPal at Radio for Winners. That's nice. I don't know. What's going on this week? What do you got? Anything?
The only thing that happened this week is that I found out I did not get the house we put an offer in on. We did not get it.
I hate that, man.
It's obnoxious because in this case, it wasn't like we put an offer on a house and it was a standard house sale. This was a short sale. So they said exactly what they wanted and we gave them exactly what they wanted. And the bank came back and said, I'm sorry, we want $20,000 more. And that was like, yeah, we're good. And we walked away. And now we have to go back and look at houses again. And that's terrible. Not an amusing story for the radio whatsoever, but that's the only thing that's happened for me this week, really.
But you said like the house wasn't even all that great. Well, after, I guess, once
well,
you
went the first
it,
time,
it's like, I really like that girl.
No, actually.
But she won't date me. She's a whore. She's
she obviously is a lesbian.
She's a lesbian whore.
This house was a lesbian. No, the first time we went to the house was right when we found out the house we're in now was going to be sold and we had to move like immediately. So the first time we went there, I was impressed that it was a single family home and not a townhouse. And I liked the area that it's in. So I paid attention to 10% of the house. Like I paid attention that it wasn't on fire when I showed up and there wasn't turds all over the carpet. And I thought it was an amazing house.
God, that'd be a great
so we went back,
open house if it's on fire.
It's on fire with turds on the carpet. Well, we will take $10,000 off the price.
All right.
So we went back. This week was our walk date when we put in the contract. If they didn't give us an answer by then, we could walk with no negatives. And we went back and I noticed 1,000 things that were wrong with the house that I didn't notice before. Like the basement is half finished, but the half that's not finished is not separated by a door or anything. So there's just constant cold air blowing in. So it's an easy 15 degrees colder than the rest of the house, which in the summer is great. But in the winter, obviously, makes it totally unusable for what we wanted to use it for, which is like a guest suite. And then the...
Expecting a lot of guests, are you?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately, there will be a lot of guests at my house. My wife's family is close and actually like each other, unlike my family.
I think
so
we just
they
heard
come
them on
the
YouTube
time.
A few minutes ago.
No, my wife's family is great. Mine is also great.
You don't like to see them, though.
I don't mind seeing... I like going to visit my sisters-in-law and my brothers-in-law. There's
not a
they're
chance
fine.
They're listening to this, right?
No, well, even if they do, I mean, I like visiting them. That's fine. It's just extended stays from like my mother-in-law or any of my actual relatives. Then I don't want that. So we want to have a guest suite so they would have a bathroom and we could put a lock on the inside of the door so they can like come up when we're open and want to hang out. That would be nice.
So that's an easy solve. You give them a couple extra blankets during the wintertime.
Right, that's and that would be fine. But then the upstairs, we found out that the bathrooms on the there it was two floors in the basement. So on the second floor, both bathrooms leaked enough times that they had to repaint, which means they're just hiding water damage and I have to look into that. Apparently, they only replaced one of the toilets and the other one that people that rent it now and live in that they were just like, just don't use it. It will overflow. So I'd have to replace the toilet. The backyard's all torn up. There was just a lot of work that I had to do, but I still was like holding on to, but I like the area and I'm willing to put the work in and the money's okay. But as soon as there was any reason to really walk away with the bank saying in any, if there was, we need an extra $22, I would have probably still said, no, I'm good. And I would have
left. She was a whore, but she had really hot legs.
Well, it makes you feel better. My, one of my old roommates, who, when I was living with him in the house we rented, he, made about, I think about $9,000 that year from his job.
Nice.
Just bought a condo. Just got paid for a condo.
Is he still making $9,000 a year?
You know, he might be making a slightly, he still works for like a nonprofit. It's not the same one. Yep. He was in a youth rights, which is, I don't understand why you would be in a youth rights and not be a pedophile.
I mean, you mean like youth rights in other countries? Because
no,
that's fair.
See, that would be fair, right? Like, it makes sense. No, this is youth rights in the United States. His big thing was like, hey, let's bring down the drinking age. Like, well, what are you trying
you
to
You know
do
who's
about?
In that? People who are not 21 yet. That's who's really supporting that cause. If you're 19, you're fully behind this cause.
And this guy's like 30. You
know, yeah,
like,
no, that's not quite right.
Let's bring
was
down
he a scoutmaster?
He wasn't actually. I think he might have been a scoutmaster.
Wow.
Well, we just lost our whole scout endorsement. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm a scout.
Actually, Don takes that very seriously because he was an Eagle Scout.
You got that far?
Yeah.
Oh no. Well, you know what? This is embarrassing. Here's a. So I was in Scouts. I went through. My dad used to be the pack leader for like Cub Scouts.
Scoutmaster.
And whatever. But I think for Cub Scouts it was different.
Yeah,
it was a different
dead
title,
leader.
But same thing. Mm-hmm. And we went through. You know. I didn't do Tiger Scouts, but I started with, you know, Cub Scouts and went into Weeblos, and then I went into Boy Scouts, and then it was a different troop or whatever. And it wasn't my dad doing it because my younger brothers were in. He was doing that still. Mm-hmm. So my mom made me quit Scouts because it was on Wednesday night because she made me join the church choir.
Whoa.
The church. And I, at the time, my voice was still fairly high, so I sang like a super high falsetto. And it wasn't on purpose. That's just how I sang. At this time, I was... It was super high, and I couldn't sing low. I mean, now I sing low because I can't sing high, and but it's still not like a bass voice or anything for singing.
Now, see, I have a friend of mine who stayed in Scouts. He got like, I think he got up to like first class, which is like the rank that you get like after you've been in Scouts for like 1 year. But he stayed in until he was 18.
But he's still at that first rank.
Yeah, but the reason he stayed in is because he liked lighting things on fire.
Well, that was the bonus of joining Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts is you get to get the knife. You get to have a pocket knife because you got a card.
You got it.
And then you got to play with fires because you also earned a card.
Absolutely.
But I didn't stay in Scouts very long. I was in Boy Scouts. I mean, I was in Cub Scouts the whole time, but I was only in Boy Scouts for maybe 6 months when I was forced to quit. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't forced to quit. I just was told I can't go to any meetings. So it's the same thing, effectively.
Did your dad stay on board? Because that would be a little
creepy. Well, he stayed with because my brothers were still in Cub Scouts. Okay, he did theirs until they were both done, and then he stopped. And I don't think either of them went to Boy Scouts at all. Well, I think they just did Cub Scouts.
It'd be a little awkward if your mom made you join the choir and not your brothers.
Oh, no. There's a lot of things that I had to do that my brothers didn't have to do. I had to join the choir. I don't think they did that. I don't know where you thought I was going with that, Tony. But the choir thing was what I was referring to. And also that I had to, at 16, I had to get a job and earn money for a car. And they were both given cars.
Oh, poor you.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
You got to do things. My parents never let me do anything.
Hey, you want to go out in my backyard and light stuff on fire and play with
well,
the Boy Scouts?
Well, in their defense, your brother didn't turn out super well.
Wow.
That's true. That's
very true. I think that's the same reason that my parents gave my brothers cars because they're like, look what happened to their older brother. Just give him a car. Give him a car. Don't let him go to work. Don't let him do anything. Just let him stay in school and just stay at home and give him a car.
Hey, but you were in the church choir.
I was. That was only for 12 to 13 maybe, and then I had to. Then I was able to choose not to go.
How was that?
Well, we moved. We moved away. I lived in Southern Virginia when this happened. So okay. When we moved up here, I guess I was given the option to find Scouts again, but I was in ninth grade. You're not going to just find a Scout troop at ninth grade. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Probably not joining there.
Yeah. No.
I get it. Are you into Scouts?
No. Never had a chance. I wouldn't do it anyway.
No, well, now you wouldn't because it's weird. But when you were a kid, that was fun.
No, Tony, so going back to like really early episodes of this show, you would go to the
20 years ago when we started this podcast.
You'd go to the pool with a neighborhood stranger, but you wouldn't join Boy Scouts.
You know, I was never really into camping when I was little. I've been more of an inside kind of guy. Was not into camping.
Oh, I loved camping.
Outside.
Camping was fun. You didn't go camping with your family?
No.
Have you met his family?
Well, okay, but if you mind, we used to go camping as our vacations because it was too expensive to get hotels and stuff.
Okay, I'm there with you.
So we'd camp for like a full week, and my dad would find all these places around Civil War battlefields because that's what he wanted to do. And then it would be one day that was like, look, we're going for a week. We're going to go to, you know, Busch Gardens for one day. The other six, we're going to six different battlefields. Now, there's no actual, this isn't even what a battlefield that's well known enough to have like a visitor center and some fun things to do. This is literally a field, and I'm going to give you a speech in the middle of it.
Dad, why couldn't we go to Gettysburg? Because Gettysburg, too big of a battlefield.
It's too commercial now.
It's no longer historic.
It doesn't seem authentic.
My family, every July, would pack us into a car windows rolled up.
While they and then they would go back inside.
while they smoked. And we would go to Cheektowaga, New York, and visit
Cheektowaga?
Relatives. Yeah. And
it's outside
was,
of Buffalo.
Right. And that was pretty much the only thing we would do for fun.
Well, my parents used to take us to my mom's parents' house, and they would leave us there for a week. And at the time, I thought it was really cool. But now that I have a kid, even just one, they had three, I'm like, if I could give my kid to my parents for a week, it would be the best week of my life. Yeah. it would be uncontrollable amazingness.
I'm not sure what I would
do. I might
do.
Just sleep. I might sleep for a solid week.
I would absolutely do that. See, my parents, we would go down to, we stayed at his house in outside of Ocean City. We'd spend our summers down there. But, you know, for like the first, I don't know, 10 years that we did that, we didn't have air conditioning. So we would leave our house that had air conditioning to go down to this house that didn't have air conditioning and say, oh, let's spend our summers down here.
Let's spend our summers in the sweat box, guys.
And it'd be like hot. My mother would like, just lay still. You'll cool off if you lay still. I'm like, not cooling off. But now, like, that's trans. It's like in adulthood. Like now, I have to have noise, like, to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because we used to have fans, so like the fans would like go off, and that would put me to sleep. But now I have to have a fan.
Even if it's December, I have to have the fan.
I
on.
Have to have a fan on December.
Is it for the noise or just because of the fan?
A little bit. I like the cold air, but it's also the noise. And my wife,
the cold
hates
air
it.
Makes me feel less sad.
Do you have like the ringing in your ears all the time? I have horrible ringing in my ears all the time.
No,
from being in bands and not wearing headphones forever. So if there's actually like no sound, I can normally focus on the sound of even just if your power's on, you can hear a few things in your house. But if the power goes out in my house, it got so bad when we lived in Bowie one night, I had to go sleep in my car with the radio on because it was so quiet. All I could hear was.
He's got his car in the garage with the car on.
Yeah, it was great.
Garage door shut, exhaust coming into the. But I was listening to my radio.
The radio was on.
No, I have to have like the fan on, and my wife hates it. I mean, hates it. So I'll turn it on when she goes to sleep. So she'll be sound asleep. I'll get up and turn it on, and she'll be all pissed off in the morning.
At least it gives her an excuse.
Well, you know, she doesn't need many. I'm not gonna lie.
I think about giving up Facebook.
You think about giving it up?
Just not. Yeah, I'm tired of going on it.
So don't reach us at Radio for Winners. Don't go to Facebook.com.
We won't delete the Facebook page.
No. We'll keep that up. I just won't go to it because I am tired of seeing everyone's opinions. Not about our show. We hardly have any, but
we got one. We got one opinion. Which was very poorly written. Don't listen to this. This is awful.
Don't listen to this show. It's awful.
Thanks, Grandma. But in general, I don't know. Like, everyone has, like, when any kind of event happens that has anything doing with weapons, it automatically becomes like this big argument and debate about gun control. Or if that's not the case.
If I ran the marathon with my AK-47, that bomb never would have gone off.
Or if it's like the election, you get the, you know, both sides spieling off their whole thing. It's just, I find it annoying.
I would consider it as well, but for different reasons completely. Mine is that I've had a lot of people that I haven't seen in years who have been finding me on Facebook and messaging me, and I'm too socially inept to know what to do at all. So it's like you want to kind of catch up with people, but then you're kind of like, I have nothing to share.
I have a Facebook account. I've never logged online.
You've never updated anything.
Because I've never logged online to do anything. Everything I've done on Facebook has always been... Like over the phone. Like I remember the big.
I call up somebody and ask them to look at my Facebook page.
No, like, I remember the big debate was that Facebook, I think, changed their platform at one point in time, and everybody wanted the old platform, and then they forced everybody to switch.
They put out the timeline.
I didn't know anything about that because I never logged online.
The issue with the timeline was not as much that they changed it, but that they said everything you've ever done or posted would now be recorded. Where before it was recorded but not visible to everybody. So if like when I in the you know 5 years ago when I joined Facebook and I was in all those white supremacist groups, now that's right there. So when jobs search my name out, they'll know.
Okay.
So I had to go in and delete those things because that's inappropriate.
I gotcha.
See, I get friend requests from people like that I used to work with or I used to go to school with, and I don't even accept their friendships. I'm like, what's the point? What am I gonna Hey, what have you been up to? It's just to see what I'm... The only reason I go on Facebook and I look at old friends is to see if hoping they're doing more poorly than I am. That's really all I care about.
I can't say I don't do the same thing, but not for friends. I want to know friends are doing well. I want to see people that I wasn't really friends with but somehow think that I'm friends with
them. No, you want to see coworkers not doing well. That's LinkedIn. Go to LinkedIn, see if your coworkers are not doing very well.
My LinkedIn is I had to get one when I lost my job last year. I didn't have to, but I chose to get one to see if it would help somehow because nothing else was working.
Yeah.
But I never put a picture in. I think that doesn't help.
Well, when they see that I am a radio show host.
You put it on LinkedIn? That's good.
I saw you updated your timeline and put like radio for
I did on my job. On Facebook, not on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is all serious.
All the cash we're raking in. Hey, everybody.
But I mean, what else did I have there? Like bands? Yeah. I had bands that I was used to be in or like made up companies. I don't put my real information
on. I think we should all quit our jobs and just
focus on this podcast.
You want to take this show on the road?
Let's do it.
You want to do it?
Yep.
I'll call my boss right now.
In August 2013, we'll be in Biloxi, Mississippi. Come out and see us at Biloxi, Mississippi.
Or wherever the hell that Tony's family took him in New York.
Cheektowaga, New York.
What a terrible. That's just a pretty terrible place.
I mean, then we'll go to Putnam, Massachusetts, where my grandfather used to live. There's a lot of fields there.
Did your parents have a station wagon? Used to sit you in the back in the rear-facing station wagon?
The way back.
And always hit the brakes, hoping somebody would rear-end the car.
The way back. It was totally acceptable. And we would drive for 2 days with a kid in the way back.
It was a Ford Tempo.
How?
And then
four-door or two-door?
Then before that, I can't remember what other car. It was never a station wagon, though.
It was a Schwinn. We were all tied to a Schwinn.
Four-door or two-door?
It was a four-door. But before that...
I can't imagine a two-door with kids.
Now, see, my parents had a 1983 Honda Accord two-door hatchback. And when we went to the beach for the summer, we had my sister and I in the car with a summer's worth food and clothing, because apparently there's no grocery stores at the beach.
No. And especially if you're talking Ocean City. There's not a major city.
And
right
then we
there.
Had a full-size golden retriever that used to sit up front, like on my mom's lap.
In the front seat in the seatbelt, where you guys are just tied to the top of the car.
I don't know how. I mean, it was the... And you know, this was like before, like, you know, 97, like, really even existed. So, I mean, you know, you'd have to go up Bridgie Highway to get, like, up to 50 to get there. I mean, it was a five-hour car ride to get to the beach, and it was just a nightmare.
You had to drive through Salisbury.
Yes.
I don't remember that at all. That's, I didn't come here till later. You guys have been here forever.
Yeah. Oh, you go over the used to be the Kent Narrows Bridge.
And you would drive by Meatland. on the left-hand side.
That is the world's best grocery store. Meatland.
There's a grocery store called Meatland.
Absolutely.
In September, we will be performing our show in Meatland.
No longer there.
Meatland's gone. But you know what's still down there? If you go to the Gold Coast Mall down there in Ocean City, you got the Roses.
Yeah. We stayed actually street up from the Gold Coast Mall.
Yeah, you did.
I forgot. I went down there. Did you ever stay with a friend at the? Not when you're older, because when you're older, that's fine. This was in high school.
Yeah.
Like, my friend and his family got like a whole condo thing, and everyone was allowed to bring a friend, and I was his friend for like a week at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we were 15.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we couldn't go out and do anything. So all we could do was go hang out at the Gold Coast Mall, unless we were able to get a ride down to the
If you needed any sort of gold jewelry, go to the Gold Coast Mall.
There was an arcade with Street Fighter.
Yes, sir.
And that's all we did was play Street Fighter.
Yes, there was. It's still there, by the way. The mall and Street Fighter. Sweet. Just letting you know. Maybe we could go down there and do the show
in October. We'll be doing the show at the Gold Coast Mall, challenging people at Street Fighter.
We do. I think
Dough Roller is a terrible restaurant.
Horrible.
But at the beach, when you're drunk, it's the best pizza you've ever had. No. And then when you're sober, you're like, this pizza tastes like butthole.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I went to Crofton, and it was like...
Yeah, it's butthole.
Oh, that's gone.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, because everyone realized when you're not drunk, it's terrible pizza.
It was a horrible
food. They had amazing pancakes, though.
They do have good breakfast.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. Their
really
breakfast
was
good. Their pizza is absolutely horrible. But can we go down there and go to the casino down there?
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Because we're not going to be able to afford to go to Vegas. So instead of Vegas, let's do a two-hour drive down to the
And going
Ocean
to just
Downs
Maryland
casino.
Live doesn't seem very nice. So I'd rather go to the beach, stay a couple days, go to the casino.
Let's tell our significant others that we're going away. And then let's just go to a run of mills and sleep in the parking lot.
Can you get away with that? Just, I'm going away? And then just leave? I can't get away with that.
My wife might actually enjoy that. Just like,
thank God.
I'm going away. Thank God. Get out of here.
I still don't know how we're going to record when we're down there. We're going to bring everything, all the stuff down.
This is the two things we record into? It's a laptop, a box, and a
microphone. Tony, I'm talking to you right now in a Bluetooth headset. I can bring three.
I'm just yelling through a paper towel tube.
Hey! Hey! How you doing? All right.
That was my prop comedy for the...
Okay, I'll add this to the list then. Ocean City.
Ocean Downs.
Tough Mudder. Live Mail.
Not Tough Mudder. We were talking about doing a not Tough Mudder.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Tough Mudder, the poor guy died. And
okay, but did you read the news on that guy? So, okay, in case anyone doesn't live in the area or follow the ridiculous amount of, what is it, super running events, whatever they're called,
extreme obstacle races.
A person.
Obstacle races.
They're extreme, though.
Obstacle races is what he said.
And a man died at one of the Tough Mudders in West Virginia. But when you actually read the story, because at first you're like, oh, that's because, you know, it was so dangerous. I mean, it was dangerous. He drowned because I don't think he could swim. He jumped into a lake and can't swim.
But I'm going to run a Tough Mudder and I can't run.
Yeah, but it's not like if you can't run, all of a sudden, like five steps in, you just fall apart and die.
Have you seen me run?
No, I have not.
Just saying.
I did that obstacle before, and I needed to get pulled out.
You had to get helped out of the lake?
The one at Bear Creek, where it was like 40 degrees out.
Really?
Yeah, I had to have
I was with Modé at that point. Yeah, so I
can't believe Modé made it out by himself. I'm surprised Modé didn't drown.
That's at the point where he got pneumonia and full-on lost his mind and started rambling to random people that he was going to get pizza when it was over.
Yeah, I jumped in.
At the dough roller.
And once I got to the surface, I just couldn't. My body froze up, and I had to have somebody throw me a little.
Well, that's the risk. I mean, when you go to boot camp, if it's in a cold time to go to boot camp, they make you do the same thing, but they make you do it with a pack of gear on, and they will say, you know, just keep moving. If you stop moving, your muscles will lock up, and you can drown.
This sounds like a lot of fun. Is there a chance that maybe we can just get together for a Donkey Kong?
Let's just
tournament,
do the Ocean Downs. Let's just do Ocean Downs and Donkey Kong.
Yeah, we can do Ocean Downs, Donkey Kong, maybe a little ski ball instead of me jumping into a 40-degree lake.
I think if we don't do a Tough Mudder, the other ones aren't that bad.
What if we set up our own Tough Mudder course out here?
Wow.
And by Tough Mudder, we run out the door and just shoot people with hoses. Just saying.
All right, I think we're wrapping up another episode of Radio for Winners.
All right.
Wow. The time just flew by this week.
Just flew by. Don, I'll let you do the recap. I'm not going to say how can they find us because...
I'm not going to say... How can they find us?
Don, I'll let you do the recap.
Even though I'm going to say.
I'm not going to say, tell us how you find us, but if you could tell people how they could find us, it'd be great. All right, email us, rfwshow@gmail.com. Please send us an email. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are on the show, what you'd like to hear us talk about on the show.
Unless they're negative thoughts, then you can keep those to yourself.
Keep those to your fucking self if you really want to. Thank you. If you want to send us a tweet at Radio for Winners, see, I drop the F-bomb at the end of the show. That way they listen all the way in, they turn it up, and then they hear the F-bomb.
Now the Mormons aren't going to like this at all.
And Tony goes, I'll just edit that out later. Hey, send us a tweet at Radio for Winners. You can catch us on the Facebook Radio for Winners. Take a look at us and please vote for us or like us on the iTunes. So iTunes Radio for Winners. And if you really want to download it, not on iTunes, you don't have an iTunes device or a device that has the iTunes. Take a look at us at Podbean Radio for Winners. Well, go ahead and say what you're going to say there. Tough guy.
I was going to ask why there's a piece of paper that says something I can feel with my finger. How thick?
Something I can feel.
I think it's a call we did with the.
With my. Yeah, remember we did that call? Point. Yeah. Yeah. So, we're going to edit this out.
That's my stroke handwriting.
I think what Tony was saying, I can't feel my fingers. All right.
Are we going to end the show?
I don't know. You're going
to. Or is that 30 minutes?
Oh, no.
No, 29:50.
Really?
Yep.
Why did we stop at 17 minutes?
Well, were we supposed to keep going? No, the show's over.
Who it's ends the show?
I don't know.
Goodbye.
Was that really 30 minutes? That was a very fast 30 minutes.
I know. Let's see what we have here to close out the show. It's not over yet. I haven't stopped recording. Jammer's already packed up.
My headphones off. I'm sitting here. Pulled my wang out. Show's up.
Pulled my wang out. Got a piece of firewood over here, and I just went to town.
I was going to add a song with on YouTube, but nothing's pulling up here. Nothing's... we got this
one. Wow. Good choice. Way to go with something current while you're at it.
Hey, is that Tom Cruise? Is that Kelly McGillis? You put your headphones back on for this.
I did. I got it. I was like, oh, I didn't mean to end the show early. I'm sorry. Oh, we're going to play Highway to the Danger Zone.
Goose! Goose!
All right, everybody. We'll see you next
Please
week.
Please come back.
Highway to the Danger Zone. Hide into the Danger Zone. It's going to be probably one of the best shows we've ever done. And honestly, it's because of you two. It really is. What have you guys been up to? Anything crazy that's happened this week?
Birthdays.
All right. This is... it's got off to an amazing start. Again.
Amazing start.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.